shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
The only thing standing in the way of you winning...
I and my colleagues in the Hispanic Congressional Caucus...
Sir, can we talk to you about the noose and the sign you've got on your garage?
Isabel Swan, I promise to love you every moment.
Poor baby.
F you.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where you're taking on a behind-the-scenes, through-the-looking-glass Alice in Wonderland journey through the middle of talk radio, news, issues, and beyond. And we welcome you. Our number is 877-876-PHIL every night. And, of course, our website, philhendryshow.com, a very important resource because it is there that you can actually watch our show as well as download our show every day the next day. So tonight's show, if for whatever reason you have to check out, clock out, you have to move out, you're kicked on down the road, your wife throws you out, you're something, you can go to your computer, which you're going to have to find a place to plug in on the side of the road, wherever it is you're living, and you can download the show. And our video, we have a five-day video archive, so it's a beautiful thing. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we'd like to spotlight affiliates tonight, KTLK, K-Talk, 1150 in Los Angeles, and our great affiliate in Norfolk, Virginia, WTAR 850 AM, part of a network of radio stations, courageous broadcasters that carry this show now in almost all 50 states. I think we're missing, what are we missing? We're missing a state, or maybe it's just a territory. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Eclipse. Yes, Eclipse. The trailer of this film is said to be perfect. The fans are as enthused and excited about this film as any fan base might be for a movie that they're excited and enthused about. And Eclipse is a primarily, in terms of appeal, a young adult film. It is a film that features the romantic world of vampires, the sexuality, the sexual innuendo. I don't know, because I read the Anne Rice books, and in the Anne Rice books, vampires don't have genitals. So I don't know how it works in this world of vampires, but nonetheless, fans have taken to MTV News to react to Thursday's premiere of Twilight Saga Eclipse, the trailer, and here's just a smidgen of that trailer for you.
Isabel Swan, I promise to love you every moment forever.
She's still human. The Volturi don't give second chances.
Why are you so against me becoming like you?
I know the consequences of the choice you're making. After a few decades, everyone you know will be dead.
You wouldn't have to change for me, Bella. I'm in love with you, and I want you to pick me instead of him. You have to consider the idea that I might be better for her than you are.
Edward. She found us.
There you go. There's the trailer to Twilight. That last line there reminds me of Salem's Lot, where they're escaping the vampires in New England. They make their way to Mexico, and suddenly their holy water starts glowing, and they realize that one of the vampires has indeed found them. On the line with us from Glendale, California, is Vernon Dozier. He's a high school teacher, administrator, and an educator, and a man who's familiar with the habits, the tastes, the strengths, and yes, even the weaknesses of our young people. Vernon, good to have you with us this evening. The film Twilight has become quite a phenomenon, hasn't it?
Well, it's something we see, I would say, at least three times every school year. There's some kind of a cultural happening or cultural event which coalesces our young people and their interest and their imagination. I see it as it can be very positive. It can also be very distracting, so you have to make sure that you're monitoring. Obviously, as parents, I don't think this goes, I don't think I'm saying anything that anybody out there is surprised to hear. I think we have to monitor the tastes and the enjoyments of our young people. I think that for the most part, our young people have healthy instincts. This is a series of movies about vampires and all that goes along with that. I don't know what to say about it.
Have you seen it?
I'm planning on seeing it. That, as a matter of fact, Phil, is a part of what is going to be our something we're going to do annually now. It's called our Senior Award Night. Our seniors, having reached the end of the road of their high school career, we're going to give them a little something to say congratulations, a way of allowing them to relax and to be with each other and enjoy something that they would enjoy. In the case of this film, though, it is primarily a movie, I think, that females have an interest in.
Does this movie have to do with this senior award?
Well, we've had a pretty good year academically. Generally, the young women, the girls, tend to be a little bit more studious. Girls tend to be a bit more mature when it comes to their schoolwork. Girls tend to complete their homework assignments more readily and more completely than boys do. And so, in general, I'm saying, in general, girls tend to be better students than boys. It just so happens this film, Twilight, is a movie.
It's a movie that's primarily, that girls are primarily interested in?
The demographic breaks down more female than it does male, but boys like it too. So, in keeping with that, what we decided to do is to say to the to our seniors, to our senior girls, that they had completed or are in the midst of a very successful year academically, and that we would reward them with our senior night, Friday night, a week from Friday night, actually, to go see the movie Twilight. And that was something that we decided because the girls had simply completed their work up to this point more satisfactorily.
So the movie Twilight, which is extremely popular, obviously it's going to be very, very popular, continue to be very popular among young people. This is going to be a film that the senior girls at your school will see as a part, as an academic reward.
Exactly, Phil. I mean, we're all familiar with grad night, where you go to Disneyland or you do something like this. This is a kind of a midterm grad night where
but it's only the girls.
Well, it is only the girls, and the reason for that is we were able to get a special screening of the film because it doesn't officially come out for a few months.
How is that? Is that some inside?
Well, we do have we have some parents that have their kids going here who work in the industry. Yes, sir. And that's all I can tell you. But
oh no, that's fantastic. Anytime that happens. So the senior girls are going to see this. What about the senior boys? They're just academically, they didn't qualify?
Yeah, the senior boys, their grades were not good enough. The senior girls' grades were high enough, whereby I suggested to our, Mr. Broadstroke, who was our headmaster, I suggested this would be a good night out for the girls. And to that end, the girls are going to go see this in a week. This is going to be their senior award night. Some of the boys wanted to go, and I told them, and there's a parlance that young men use, and I hope I'm not offending anybody, but it generally they get the message. A couple of them wanted to see it, and a couple of them did qualify. They had good grades, but I said to them, again, using language that teenage boys use, I said, well, you know, only homos, you know, like this kind of movie. And
well, how did that go over? I mean, do you ever fear that they're going to go and tell their parents?
Well, the parents are going to understand. The parents know that when I say to the boys, I say, you know, only homos like this kind of movie, yeah, the boys are going to say, well, you know, you're right, Mr. Dozier, or something like that. We had one boy 1 year, I used the word homo, and he went back to his parents, and apparently he was, or he thought he was interested in becoming one, and that became a...
Was this a gay... This young man was gay?
Well, that's what his parents tried to sell me on, but I told them, I said, well, I think we have to wait and see what choices he makes. Of course, they went to that, it's not a choice, it's a birth thing, and that's fine. But what I said to the boys was only, you know, only homos, and they understood. So it'll just be me and the girls. Now, this is a field trip, Phil, and what that means is they need to get their parents' approval. They obviously will be picked up in a bus, but it's more of a SUV-style bus. It's an extended SUV. and they should be appropriately dressed, and that I would chaperone them. Now, there are a couple of other things that I think that the parents got into their minds, and I think it's a very, very good point. Anytime you have a man who is chaperoning young girls, you do have a reason to be wary. We're very fortunate in our school, Phil. About half of our senior girls are 17. The other half are 18. So the 17-year-olds we will take home immediately after the movie. The 18-year-olds we can take to a late meal. They will not have a curfew.
Well, they won't have a curfew. Why? I mean, just because they're 18, it doesn't mean that they're not going to have a curfew.
Well, they're not going to have a legal curfew is what I mean. They're 18 years of age. They can do pretty much what they want.
No, but I mean, even an 18-year-old girl who is living at home may have a curfew to observe that her parents gave her.
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, but she doesn't have to observe that. I mean, if she wants, I don't want to cause a problem between her and her parents, but I'm taking the senior girls out for a reward night to see this movie, Twilight. The 17-year-old girls will be dropped off after the movie. The 18-year-olds I will take out to have a late meal. So legally, you can't really tell them what to do. You understand what I'm saying?
No, but these girls are high school students. They're living at home, Vernon. I'm just wondering, as a teacher and as an administrator...
I understand that, but this is a good learning... It's a learning... It's a learning period for the parents. When these girls are 18, they're out seeing a movie, with a fella, and it's not a fella. I'm the teacher, but they can role play it as if I was a date, and they can say, well, she's out and she's 18, so I can't tell her what to do. And it is it's a life lesson.
Well, it's a life lesson, but you're not a date.
No, I'm not a date, but they can role play it as if I am a date. They can role play it as if I am a date. They can say, oh, my daughter, she's 18, she's out with a man, and there really isn't a whole lot I can do because she's legal, and so it's none of my business. But you learn how to deal with these things.
So you're taking the girls out to see this movie, Twilight, in a week and a half. The boys aren't going because the boys wouldn't like it anyway, and they didn't really qualify academically, except for a couple of them, right?
A couple of them, but I told them again, if you're speaking in the parlance of young men, it's a movie for homos, as I said, and they understood that.
Well, you may get some backlash on that. I don't know.
Well, I've got a very good relationship with our parents, Phil.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number as we talk here with Vernon Dozier on a field trip taking the senior girls to see Twilight. At Belmar Academy. It's a private school, and these are 17 and 18-year-old senior girls, so the 17-year-olds will be dropped off after the movie. The 18-year-olds will go out for a late dinner with you, Vernon?
With me. We tried it with my wife. I felt as if I was constrained a little bit, so... It'll just be me and the young ladies. And this is, as I said, our senior reward night for these girls.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. So they're going to go see Twilight. The 18-year-olds go to... But the guys apparently don't want to see Twilight. And even if they do, he said to them, well, it's kind of a quote-unquote homo movie, end quote. That's the part that I think he may get into some... there's a couple of things that he might get into trouble for. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Your calls and our guests coming up.
Phil Hendry.
Kind of a homo thing.
Phil, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. He's a member of the school board there. Vernon, the school board at Belmar, they're aware of this field trip to see the movie Twilight. And that's a special screening, right?
That is correct. We've got one of our parents, and I don't want to say who.
No, don't identify the parent, but they work in the film business?
They do, and we have access to a screening of it, yeah. And we've discussed it with our board. We sent the parent approval slips. So I I'm not exactly sure I understand what your question is.
All right, here's my question. You're out with these girls. You said that the 17-year-olds go home.
All right, hold on for just a minute, if I could. All right, Phil, because I think I know where you're going with this. I think I can answer some questions for you.
Okay.
I have to tell you, I'm a teacher. I don't like the inference.
No, I'm not inferring. I've known you for a while. I'm not inferring anything.
Well, there's an inference that what I'm doing is that I told the boys that they wouldn't want to go see this movie for two reasons. Number one, the movie does not appeal to boys. It's not a male appeal movie. And so I spoke, perhaps, if I did anything wrong, I said it's a movie for homos, and I was saying that in the parlance that teenage boys use. That's number one.
But understand, I'm not trying to criticize you, okay? I'm just asking questions.
Number two, hold on. Number two. The girls that who did better academically, the 17-year-olds are going home before their curfews. It's the 18-year-olds who are legal to go out and have a late meal with me. Now,
that's the part that I'm questioning.
You're questioning that 18-year-old girls are not adults?
No, I'm not questioning that whether they're adults or not. I'm just saying, as a teacher, are you encouraging these girls to break curfews? Because they may be legally able to.
I'm not encouraging them to. Hold on, Mr. Henry. I'm not encouraging them to do anything. I'm not saying break a curfew. I'm saying you're 18, and ultimately, this is your call. And I'm saying to them, I'd like to take you for dessert to one of the top steakhouses in Beverly Hills. Now, do you want to go, or do you want to, run home to mommy and daddy? I'm not.
Well, right there, it sounds like you're putting them down.
I'm not putting them down. You're 18 years of age. And
but if those parents give them a curfew, it's a curfew that they have to observe. Here is Joe in Salt Lake City. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Phil, wow, this guy, what a yahoo. Like, the movie Twilight is.
Hold the line for a minute, okay? I hit the wrong line. Austin, I'm sorry, I was going to go to you, Austin. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Couple comments. This movie is not just for females. I know a lot of males that are not homos who like these kind of movies because they're into vampires. I happen to be one of them. Another thing,
right.
These high school girls.
I guess what I meant, if I could clarify, sir, all I meant was that the demographic that you look at when movies or books are marketed, you look at the demographic appeal, and it tends to...
Does this tend to skew female?
It does. It tends to skew younger female. And that's why I apologize. I just said to the guys, only homos go to this, and that seemed to satisfy them. That seemed to get them off my back for, 24 hours.
All right, well, go ahead, Austin.
Okay. Now, as far as these going out to the dinner with the females, I truly believe it is unfair that you would drop 17-year-old girls off and only take the 18-year-old girls. I understand the whole curfew thing, but still, that's not fair. Another thing is, I would not allow my daughter to go out to dinner with a teacher by herself. Well, not just by herself. I know there's going to be other females there, but just a male chaperone? No. I have a 13-year-old daughter who is sexually assaulted. I would not trust her around any man whatsoever. Just for that simple.
Well, I'm not talking
right
about
there,
these are high schools. These are high school seniors, sir. I'm not. I'm their teacher.
That,
I'm not.
They're still 17 and 18-year-olds. They haven't grown
you're
up.
Right
and
about
matured.
Right. Yeah, the 17-year-olds, of course, are not. The 18-year-olds are legal, and they can do what they want to do.
I understand that they're legal law-wise. I'm in.
And they're legal, and they're legal the other
I'm
way too.
I'm in law enforcement, so I know the law.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
My thing is, who's to say that
they're
you wouldn't take some of them to a hotel after dinner?
I don't know how to answer that question. I'm a teacher, and I'm taking these girls as a reward for their academic achievement.
I understand.
And all right, I'm taking them out to dinner.
Some chaperones. Why can't you take female chaperones?
Why would
like
they
some
need
the parents?
They don't need chaperones. I'm dropping the 17-year-olds off. After that, it's the 18-year-olds, and they
right. Why,
they're
why
adults.
Can't
and
some of the female parents go to that too? Why can't the female parents go to that, or other male parents?
Because it's
go with these 18
technically, it's a good point you're making, sir. But technically, it's really none of their business.
Yes, it is. These are high school students.
But they're
exactly.
18.
All right, John. Thank you, Austin.
Matter.
We'll be back. We'll be right back here with Austin. With Vernon Dozier on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876 Phil.
Phil Hendry.
What is that guy trying to do? He's a pain in the ass.
Phil, and our web address is philhenryshow.com. If you'd like and you want to watch the show, you can watch our show right now at philhenryshow.com. We have a live video cast every night, as well as downloads. Speaking with us this evening from Belmar Academy in Glendale, California, is Vernon Dozier. Academically, girls do better than boys, especially at a private school like yours. And as a result of this academic achievement, you have offered the girls and you've gotten parent permission to show them a early screening of the new Twilight Saga Eclipse film.
Hold on, Phil. It's called Twilight Saga Eclipse, yeah. And we have gotten permission from the parents.
So you're going to take the girls to a special screening. You're not taking the boys, but not because the boys haven't done well academically.
Well, almost. Have done very poorly. I mean, not poorly, but in relation to the girls. And it's a point that you want to drive home with the young men to say, you know, as a unit, you are doing much worse than the girls are academically, and you are seniors. This is it. This is your last year to really nail down how you want your academic record to look as you send your transcripts onto colleges. Now, some of the boys who did do well, and I'd say out of a senior class, Phil, and you understand we have a senior class of 200 students. And we've roughly got about 89 boys. And of the 89, probably less than 20 could compete with the girls academically. And I said to the ones that that said, well, can we go see this movie? I said, that's when I said to them, well, you know that this Twilight's movie is a homo movie.
And have you gotten any complaints from parents about using a vituperative, using what is a word of bigotry like that, a homophobic word?
Phil, I don't see that as a homophobic word when you're talking to high school boys.
But it's a slam on homosexuals, isn't it?
It is not a slam on homosexuals. It's more in terms of taste. Look, we have a young lady in our scene. We refer to her as our Jazz Bono. Her name is Jackie. She is. We wanted to have the girls dress in these juicy T-shirts. One of them says Team Jacob, and the other one says Team Edward from the movie. And they're made by Juicy, and she didn't want to wear it. I understand. It's a Jazz Bono.
Chaz Bono is a lesbian. In point of fact, Chaz Bono is now a young man having had sex reassignment surgery. He was Chastity Bono, the daughter of Sonny and Cher, right?
Yeah. I mean, boy, you know, you're making that announcement, Phil, like you're announcing BE Day or something.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying you sound a little sheepish.
I'm not sheepish. What do you want me to say? She's a dyke? I'm not going to say.
No, I don't. I would expect you to speak like a teacher, a high school teacher.
I am. She's a Chaz Bono, is the way I put it to the students.
877-876-PHIL. Let me get over to a phone call here. Ian, in Anchorage, Alaska. Ian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Vernon Dozier.
I'm totally against this guy. I've seen Twilight personally, and I really like the movie because of it being so... the scenery and everything in it is really, pretty much, really beautiful. And with myself included, I feel that this guy is way out of line, basically. And
well, you don't think the movie? Do you think the movie appeals to? I mean, you like it, but most guys. When I said to my students, I said, you know, this is a homo movie. They both nodded and they said, you know what, Mr. Dozier, we get it. and that's all I needed to hear.
Well, have you even read the books at all? Because I'm reading New Moon, and I've actually read Twilight on CD too, and I really love both books, and I've also read the Harry Potter series, and I very much like both of their writings.
Are you familiar with maybe Mr. Henry won't think I'm being fair here, but are you familiar with Chaz Bono?
What has Chaz Bono got to do with this? Chaz Bono is a transgender. What are you saying?
I'm wondering, without being rude, I'm asking this young man, is he...
Yes, I'm very much aware of Chastity Bono, yes.
No, I'm asking, can I ask you, are you a homosexual?
No, I'm not.
Why does he have to be... Okay, he's not.
All right, well, that makes him part of it rare that there are men who like this, but nonetheless, it's very rare. This is mostly for women, and so I would say to this young man, Egan, that I'm glad you like it, but this is a night that I'm going to be spending with my senior girls, and when the 17-year-olds go home, then I'm with the 18-year-olds, and I'm not doing anything bad, and I don't know what...
Are you basically, Ian, saying that it's unfair of him to eliminate the boys from, the senior boys from seeing this movie?
Yes, I feel that's very fair to say,
but
and I feel he's being racist in some way.
How am I being racist?
Yes.
How am I being racist?
You're being very racist against. I mean, look at all the famous people that have
racist.
Edison. I mean, think about it. Edison, who the guy invented the light bulb. Ben Franklin. You're talking about people who invented things in this last generation in the last probably 100 years. I mean, these are smart people.
Right.
Even my own grandfather.
Yeah, they are smart people. But nonetheless, they didn't.
Genius.
You know, it doesn't matter whether or not they built stuff. They're still.
I mean,
homosexuals,
No, they're not homosexuals.
What, Benjamin Franklin?
Benjamin Franklin wasn't a homosexual. There's no evidence that he was. 877-876 Phil Beatrice in West Palm Beach, Florida. Go ahead, Beatrice. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, I have a question. Why are the boys doing so poorly in this private school?
Well, no, they don't do poorly. They just don't do as well as the girls.
Oh, I see.
Yep,
you know, you're really creeping me out. You're creeping me out. If I had a child...
Well, you could have said that
instead of starting
out like you were being academic and then you wanted to insult me. I mean,
well,
you could have insulted me right away.
I had a question as to why boys were doing so poorly.
And why? Because I gave you a good answer. And
you said
I gave you a good answer, and so you decided to insult me.
Nine could compete with the girls.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty low percentage.
Well, you can leave that to me. I'm the teacher, and... I think we're way off the point here, Mr. Henry. And the point is that this is our way of rewarding academic success.
Yeah.
Well, you may be rewarding academic success, but you're taking 18-year-old girls.
I can't hear you, Phil. It's
daughter
something in my ear. She's 18. She's 18. I'm not taking your 18-year-old daughter anywhere.
You know what? She would be very smart, and she would not even go with you. Because
if she had wheels
really
and pedals,
great.
She'd be a bicycle, but I'm not taking her anywhere. And listening to you, I wouldn't take her anywhere. You know, I mean, there's only so much, you know. God gives us these little clues. And getting a load of you, no, I wouldn't want to be in the same limousine with you.
Excuse me, and if you...
Wait, hold on. Let's not insult people.
Am I a homosexual? Well, let's see, my wife's 22.
But it doesn't matter. There's plenty of men that are married that are homosexual.
There are?
Why are you going to this movie?
Is your husband one of them? Now,
isn't that funny?
But before he passed away, was he gay?
All right. What's the point of that?
Well, she's the one that's...
Ridiculous.
She is the one... Well, you're ridiculous. You called me gay. You said I'm a pervert.
You
said my daughter... You said your daughter wouldn't want to go out with me, which is ridiculous.
You're a pervert.
Yes, you did.
You
called me a pervert. Of course, any man would be. Any man would be as sensitive to that word.
So why?
And you also said that your daughter wouldn't go out with me. You don't know that. You don't know that at all.
Well, she'd be very smart, and she wouldn't. She wouldn't go out with me.
Your daughter may want to go out with me.
We're not talking about you going out with anybody. We're talking about you being with seniors from a high school, okay?
Right.
And you're with 18-year-old girls.
Yeah, 18. Now, if you want to look it up, that's the age of majority. That's an adult. God. And she's she's laughing because she knows I'm right.
How did you become
a look, I'm not here to have. I'm not sitting here. I'm not having coffee with you, okay?
All right, Beatrice, I'm sorry for his rudeness. We do have to move on. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Steve. Steve is in Nashville on the Phil Hendry Show with Vernon Dozier. Go ahead, Steve.
Steve, the idea that a lot of these people are insulting me, Mr. Hendry. They're calling me names.
Well, there's unanswered questions, that's all. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Well, I'm a teacher as well. I've taught for 20 years. I teach U.S. history. And I teach
public school.
So let me just make a point, maybe an observation, that in this day and age, you have to be very politically correct. My very first year of teaching 20 years ago, I had a girl. And 20 years ago, I'm in my 20s. And I told the teacher next door, I said, hey, you need to make sure when soon as school's over, I had this for the last period of class. You know, I could sense it. You know, she would come up, she'd put her leg on the desk. I say, don't do that. I finally told my neighbor teacher next door, I said, just come by. So one, I never leave my door closed. Two, you've got to keep yourself in a non-accusatory situation. You are one accusation from a lawsuit, and whether you're guilty or not, your name is ruined. Your reputation, what you work for in life,
I play it smart.
And then here's the next thing. I just took a group of kids, 17 and 18, because they're juniors, a couple seniors left, to Washington, D.C. I took a three-day field trip. I would just want the girls to go that are 18. One, I'm setting myself up for a total disaster. And two, by me allowing, because when I had parent meeting, how many boys are going? When I said that, instead of maybe worrying about the boys going, they were encouraged that, hey, he's going to have some help on his own here, because I was the only teacher.
Exactly. However, what he doesn't know is that the parents are going to say, is this guy, and I'll say it, excuse me, is he some kind of a homo wanting these boys to go? What do you say?
I'm not making
that?
Any homo statement. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
What I'm saying is, if you take the boys, the parents are going to say you're some kind of a homo. So,
if you take a field trip of young people to any place in America, whether it's Washington, as this teacher did, or anywhere, and you're taking the class, it's male and it's female. And you probably want to go with another teacher or maybe another parent. But what do you mean if he takes boys, they think he's a homo?
You don't know how these parents are. They probably would feel better if it was girls.
They'd feel much better.
No, they wouldn't.
I'm having a hard time knowing if you're talking or not, but forget this homo statement. It appears to me that with you excluding the 17-year-olds, I almost sense a self-gratification that you maybe want to see if there's a possible future for a clientele here with an 18-year-old, because they're legal. They can make that decision. Your comment of, do you want to go home to mommy and daddy?
Wow, that you would say something like that to me, a fellow teacher.
Parents, well, that right there, the tone in your language is so obvious that you would say that
to a fellow teacher, that you would accuse me of wanting to, am I sniffing the seats after they get out?
I'm saying you're setting yourself up for accusation.
Yes, yeah, exactly, good point. That's what he's trying to say. It's not you're doing anything wrong.
Well, this guy's, but what, do you think I'm sniffing the seat after they get out of the limousine? Is that what you think I'm doing? I mean, what kind of a pervert?
The man is saying that the parents...
I understand the man saying that. Are these parents so devoid of getting their kicks that they've got to have they get their jollies through my misery?
Yes.
Hey,
let's use
a current example. Ben Roethlisberger has totally set himself up for a lawsuit.
This other guy told me about Ben Franklin.
He looks bad in the public eye because he put himself in a compromising situation at a bar with a young lady.
Exactly.
And now he's got a sexual harassment lawsuit.
He's got a big problem. All right, Steve, thanks very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL.
This guy, he's talking about Ben Franklin again, right?
No, Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, I don't know. I will tell you this much. I am a high school teacher, and
what are you going to wear on this night?
What am I going to wear?
What are you going to wear yourself? The girls are wearing juicy T-shirts with Team Edward and Team Jacob.
I'm wearing a pair of jeans with a tuxedo shirt and a muscle shirt. It's a Friday night. I'm having fun with my students.
You're going to wear a pair of jeans with a muscle shirt and a what?
You know, Phil, I wish you could hear yourself. This is what it sounded like.
You're going to wear a pair of jeans with a muscle shirt and what?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what you sounded like.
Okay, and what?
You don't sound like you're in control of your emotions.
I'm asking you that you, what you wore, and you said...
No, not what I wore, what I'm going to wear.
What you're going to wear, and you said a pair of jeans, a muscle shirt, and a tuxedo shirt.
Yeah, and then you said...
A pair of jeans, a muscle shirt?
See, I don't think you have control over your emotions. And
no, don't, let's not turn the tables here, okay? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back. Vernon Dozier, high school teacher from Belmar Academy, taking his high school senior girls only to see Twilight Saga Eclipse. The 17-year-olds will get dropped off. The 18-year-olds he's taking for a late dessert at a steakhouse in Beverly Hills. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. With me is Vernon Dozier, a high school educator from Glendale, California, on the film Twilight Saga Eclipse, and the high school senior girls that he's going to be taking to see this movie at a special screening. And I'm sorry, Vernon, but I'm going to say, you're taking them in a Humvee limousine. The girls are going to be wearing juicy T-shirts. You're going to be in a muscle shirt.
No, I can't let you go on with it.
No, but did you not tell me that?
You're describing it as if I'm going out on some... As if I'm the producer of pornographic films and I'm bringing a stable of my A-list actresses with me, and I think that it is, Mr. Hendry, I got to stop you. You're
telling me about a muscle shirt and a tuxedo shirt, and the girls are in these juicy T-shirts, you know, and you were telling me off the air that you didn't like that woman calling you creepy.
Well, that woman called me creepy, and I was a gentleman with her. I could have said to her, you know, well, you sound like an old bag on death's door, but I didn't. And she did sound like an old bag on death's door, but I didn't say that to her because I'm a gentleman. She called me creepy. I gave her the creeps. She's telling me how her daughter wouldn't go out with me, and I don't know where she ever got the idea that I'd go out with her daughter.
Well, I don't even want to talk about you going out with young women, you understand?
I understand.
I'm just talking about you going out on a field trip with these girls who are 18, so you got to take them for a late dessert wearing a muscle shirt and saying that no guy wants to go see Twilight because it's a homo movie.
Again, I
know that's how you put it to the high school senior men, the boys. I know, because it seems to communicate something to them. But you just heard from one guy who said he watched it, who likes it.
Well, but I listened to that man. He did not even sound... That man sounded to me as if he might be... he might have some developmental problem.
Who, the guy that said that he liked it?
Yeah. I mean, if you heard his speech patterns, he sounded as if there was chromosomal issues.
All right, 87, I don't remember. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over here to Debbie. Debbie in Alabama, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Mr. Vernon Dozier from Belmar Academy. Go ahead, Debbie.
Yes, I'd like three questions, please, if you could answer them. You said your
yes,
wife
ma'am.
Was 22, is that correct?
That is correct, ma'am, yeah.
Okay, and how old are you?
I'm 53.
53. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
That's something that raises, you know, questions in my mind. The other thing is you said you would not be as comfortable with your wife going along with you. Can you tell me why?
Well, I'm a little offended by you saying that me being married to a woman raises questions. I mean, would you rather I was married to a sheep? I don't understand.
No, the age difference, I think. Isn't that what you're referring to, Debbie?
Yeah, the age.
Well, but it's all right, but I mean, it's legal to be married to a woman that's much younger than you. What about these cougars? You ever hear about them?
Yeah, a lot of them. And a lot of them are older, wanting younger girls.
Exactly. They're old ladies that are
getting off.
They're old ladies that are putting their hands all over young men. So
right.
Doesn't anybody?
My question is, why would you be uncomfortable with your wife going with you, or why should she be comfortable with you going, or is that just y'all's marriage?
No, ma'am. It's the fact that it's a teaching moment. It's like I wouldn't have my wife in the classroom. Why would she come with me?
not a classroom. It's a field trip.
The limousine seats only a certain number of people, and there's just no room for
her. Oh, so you would rather let one of the girls go than your wife? And she has no problem with this?
I don't know. It's really none of her business. It's my job. It's what I do for a living.
Right. Well, that's
none of her business.
The way I see, that's just not the way I see marriages working out. I think that it, you know, everything.
This isn't a marriage. This is my job. This is my job.
Right.
It's not a marriage issue.
You know, if you were my husband, we would discuss this. I would not be comfortable with my husband doing this. I don't think it's right. And the appearances you make to others, you know, you have to watch appearances.
If I if I went to see this movie by myself, they'd say I was some kind of a homo, just like, you know.
This isn't about you going to see this movie. It's about you taking these senior girls who are 18.
That's it. You're
they're
right.
Only
they're 18.
4 years younger than your wife. And if I were your wife,
and that's a long 4 years. Like, that's a long road with no turning. I'm just joking, of course, but you know what I mean, right?
Four years different from your wife, and I bet
that's a lot of naga hide.
Phil Hendry.
A lot of naga hide.
Go to talkradionetwork.com for more information.